Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Morini Mirazi Shehichyu. Luschus Moshe Rabin Peshadina Raiso Moshe Mordechai, Chayo Chevet Fege, Bas Michal Yehudis Basia, and is based on the wonderful Sefer Kol Moshe in Meseches Avayda Zara and Av Choftes Amud Beis. Mishnah says that Yayin shel oidei kochavim, that the wine of idolaters, is aser. And not only is it aser, but it's aser b'hanna. Elu dvarim shel oivdei kochavim asurim v'isurin iser hanna. Hayayin. That's the first thing in the Mishnah. That yayin is asur and it's asur b'hanna. So the Gemara asks a good question. How do we know? How do we know that wine poured for as a nesech, as a libation for idols, how do we know that it's aser? So we aser all the wine, lest it have been poured for avodas kochavim. But how do we know that such wine used as a libation for idol worship is prohibited? Amar Rav Lamakra, asher chez v'chem yochelu v'yishtu yayin nesicham. The fat of whose offerings they would eat, they would drink the wine of their libations. Just as an offering is an idol, is aser b'hanoa, it says here in the pasuk, offerings, and in the same pasuk it talks about yayin. Yayin is also aser b'hanoa. Zevach gufim minal, and how do we know that the zevach, the offering of an idol, is prohibited for benefit? And they attach themselves to Baal Por and ate the offerings of the dead. Pasuk refers to the idolatrous sacrifices as offerings of the dead, because idols are lifeless. So this is what the Jews did in the Midbar. So they brought these idols. Just like a mace is aser b'hana, so to a zevach, the carbon brought to Avodah Zarah, is aser b'hana. And how do we know that the mace is aser b'hana, says the Gemara? As yisham sham egla rufa. Siv shahach avatamas sham miriam, uksiv hasam varfu sham segla banacha, ma'alan aser banaf kan aser bana. It says the lashon of sham by Miriam dying, and the lashon of sham by the egla rufa, just as there the calf is prohibited for benefit, so to the body is prohibited, the dead body is prohibited for benefit, for hasam in alan, and there regarding the decapitated calf. From where do we know that it's prohibited for benefit? Amri de beribiane kapar ksiv bakakachim, atonement is written concerning it, just as in connection with sacrificial animals. And Memela, it says, Kaper Lamcha Yisrael. So, just as it's forbidden to be Nana from Karbonis, so too it's forbidden to be Nana from the Egla Arufa. Adkan Midivre Kacho Shal Hagemore. Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, writes, Avodas Kochavim Mishum Shevet Hakarav Shel B'chol Natzeh B'Shvil HaAser V'Hanah Shenemar Lo Savi Soei Ve'Lo Beisecha B'chol HaNeneh Be'Echad Mikol Eilu Loik Eshtayim Achas Mishum Lo Savi Achas Mishum Lo Yidrak B'Yadcha Me'Umen Min HaChedan. Idols, things that serve idols, things that were sacrificed to idols, anything done for an idol is Aser V'Hanah, because it says, don't bring an abomination into your house. And if a person is Nana, then he gets Malkus for two psukim. One, this pasuk of Lo Savi Soeva Beisecha, don't bring an abomination to your house. And number two, Lo Yidbak Biyotcha Me'uma Min HaChelen. It should not cling to your hand anything from what has been banned from Avodah Zarah de Gezachin. So that's the Rambam. And whenever I get to a Rambam, or often, I quickly want to go to the Halacha Brura website, and there they have a list of Ma'ar Mekomos and the Rambam. So you can get a dozen, two dozen, sometimes three dozen, four dozen Ma'ar Mekomos and the Rambam. And one leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. And then you just get a lot of knowledge, a lot of understanding. So it's Ma'arish Pilei Plus. In any event, you can look at this halacha, many, many Ma'ar Mekomos. So the question is, why do we have to learn Avodah Zarah Sheyayin Nesach Aser Bahana from all these psukim about Zivchei Mesim, right? The Gemara says, how do we know that Yayin Nesach is Aser Bahana? Because it's learned from Zevach. And how do we know Zevach? Because it's learned from Mes. And how do we know Mes? Because it's learned from Egla Rufa. Why don't we just say Pashit? Via Rambam, the Krevis Avodah Zarah is also atzlo sabi toivel beisachen lo yidbak biyadcham umim min acherim, and yain nesach is included in that. Ein mashikasa bezev shar melch belchazishus 5:1. And so as the Ramban and the Sefer Hamitzvos kuftzari dalid lo sasei, and the fact that the Ramban was moine that we were warned from drinking yain nesach because of the pasuk asher chelos vachem yochel yishti yain nesicha mazevach atzraf yain atzer. Like the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah, I, the Rambam, already enumerated, let's just say number 25, that's Tikrovis Avodah Zarah's Aser, because Lo Savi Toevel Beisachan Lo Yidbak Biyadcham Umen Acherim. So what do we need? A new Iser by Yayin Nesach? We already have the same Iser by Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. We have an Iser of Lo Savi and Lo Yidbak. So why do we need to invent a new Iser by Yayin Nesach? From Chelev Zvachemo. That's the kasha. So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, we recently had the three shiurim on this Tosfos. And the first one we went through the Tosfos, and we saw other Tosfos, and we saw the Halchin, Gevaldik. So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, writes Ela Beverit Vahadas, that even though B'chol Isurim Shebet Torah, you only get Malkus Derech HaNa'asam, but the Krevus Avodah Zarah, if something is brought to sacrifice before the Avodah Zarah, one gets Malkus even Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asam, just like Kilei Kerem, that you get Malkus of Filo Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asam, because you don't say Lashon V'chila, but Zerah also doesn't say Lashon V'chila. In the Yisur D'Araisa, only Divrei Kabbalah says V'yachol Mizivchei Mesim. And Mimela, there one is gets Malkus, even if he's Nana Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asam. However, Tosfos in Bava Kamma 72b, Divrei Maaschal Disan Kadaitach writes, that's the Krevus of Zerah is Asur Min HaTorah Rak V'achila V'lo V'hanoi. And even though it's equated to a mace, v'yochol zivchei mesim rak la'achila iskush v'lo lehanoi. The Krevus Avodah Zarah, Tosfos writes, is asur min haTorah only ba'achila, not ba'hanoi. And even though it's equated to a mace, it's only equated for achila, not for hanoi. So we have an interesting machlokas here. We have one Tosfos that says that it's also not only Bahana, but even Allah Shalom Kederech. And we have another Tosfos that says that Hanaz Bechal Muter. It's only Achila that's also by the Krevus of Adizar. The Rambam, however, holds that the Krevus of Adizar is also Afilu Bahana, like the Tosfos of Adizara, but it's only also Kederech Hana Asan. The Rambam says in Machalas Asuras 14:11 that if you mix a davar mar l'toch yayin nesach and you drink it, you're pater. Why? Because it's only yasser derech hanasam. So we have to understand what's the machlokes here between the various shitas. Thus is unzil zakashi. The Pri Chadash asks on Tosfos and Bava Kamma that the Krevus Avodah Zarah is only Aser v'Achila, not v'Hanoi. Are we passing like Rabbi Abba that whenever it says Lo Yochel Asochel Asochlu, Echad Aser Achila Aser Anav v'Mashmat Shifrad Lecha Kasuv? So it says Achlu Zivchei Mesim. So Echad Aser Achila v'Echad Aser Hanoi. So how can they say it's Mutter v'Hanoi? Shara Melech asks from Pesachim 22a, V'Rei Dom D'Rachman Amar Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sech Al Dom. V'Tzinan Eilu V'Eilu Mis'arvin B'Amav Yoytzim L'Nachal Kidron V'Nukarim L'Nig לגננים, לזבל, למורה, למבעלבו, שאני אתן דיסקש למים, דסי לסוך לנו רצו שבחינו כמיים, מים, מים מותר, מבטן מותר, ואם כמיים הנשפחים לפני עבודי זרה, חלסם נמי, ניסך נקרי. In other words, the Gemara there says they are allowed to be nana from the dam coming out of the base of Mikdash, even though it says Alashan of Achila. And the Gemara ends, the Gemara explains, no. Dam is different because it was equated to water. Just like water is mutter, so too the blood is mutter. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara. And the Kasha is, and then the Gemara says, Vaiter. Maybe blood is meant to be like water poured before idolatry. You're not allowed to benefit from. There it's all called libation, not pouring. And therefore it says Yishtunayim is Sichem, it's called an Esech, it's not called Nishpachim. And the Pasuk says Allah, it's Tishpachenu Kemayim. Since it's compared to spilled water, Mela it's Mutter. And you can't say it's compared to water poured before Avodah Zarah because that's a lashon of nesach. The question is, according to Tosfos Baba Kama, how does the Gemara say Ema Kamayim Anishpachim Lifnei Avodah Zarah? That it should be aser. According to Tosfos Baba Kama, Mayim Anishpachim Lifnei Avodah Zarah is mutter b'hanya. Because remember, Tosfos Avodah Zarah holds that the only iser of what's poured before Avodah Zarah is to eat it, but not Hana. The Krov is his only Asr b'Achila, not b'Hana. In Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Hei, it says, Anachrim Avdim Mesaharim Vesagvalsim Mutarim Mashalem Asurim. Nachrim that serve the mountains and the gvos, they're mutter b'hana, and what's on them is aser, and it's machlokas rishonim. What's the din of a tekroibis lahar and eved lavoy desar is that aser brought in the tour? Yeridea simen dalid. The kamosha ena har nesar mishum nevad kachlo nesar ha tekroibis lahar. The Torah holds the har is an aser mishum nevad, is the tekroibis is also not. That's her Rambam. Is that if one is miskavin la'avodah har, the tekroibis of avodah zarah is aser. So if the har is not neser mishum nevad, why is the tekroibis aser? Well, it's the tekroibis of avodah zarah. Even the tzipui of a har is aser, only because we have a pasuk l'sach m'kesev zav aleihem. Born in the Rambam and Hilchos avodah zarah, perek ches halacha zayin. And if so, tekroibis a har, there's no pasuk l'rabos. Why do we answer it? Why is the Rambam answer it? The Malshal in Shavuos and Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Beis writes that according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Kol Shu Lamakis. According to Reb Shimon, that in order to get Malkus, you don't need to have a shear. Even a kol shu is enough, kol shu of an iser. So he also asks shalo kederech hanasim. We discussed this marashal in the past. Because less than a shear is also a shalo kederech hana. Just like Malkus doesn't require derech hana, even a kol shu is enough. So to shalo kederech hana is enough to get Malkus. And Chaschina asks for Tikarvus for the Zara. And it's also our Fila B'chol Shu, like the Rambam writes. Macholos is Surus 11:2. And nevertheless, the Rambam says only Asr Derech HaNa'asan. It's not Asr Shaloka Derech HaNa'asan, even though it's Asr B'chol Shu. It's not Asr Shaloka Derech HaNa'asan. According to the Marshal, the moment you hold Kol Shu, and it's also going to be, the moment you hold Kol Shu's Asr, it's also going to be Asr Shaloka Derech HaNa'asan. And yet the Rambam holds that the Kroos Avodah Zarah is Taka Asir B'chol Shehu. Nevertheless, it's not asur shelo kederach hanasan. Uveikar adin shel yayin nesach, asked the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, how do we find the Yisr? Once it was Nizrak lifnei Avodah Zarah, the water is nevad, it's lost. How is it shayach to sell it? What can you do with it? And to be makseh to yayin nesichaim, to be makseh to set it aside for yayin nesach, it's not asur because ain't hektish Avodah Zarah like we learn in Tumur Chavtes. And he also asks, "It's a nikwa of the zara shalem. Vade lo yamazbin lelo shach kol yisur shel yayin nesach. If it was part of the zara, who's going to buy it? So we have a whole slew of kashas here, and b'tzos Hashem darkenu in the next segment, we will see a mahalach." And we will hopefully answer the kashas and see the flaws. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.